Empty the future or else. I read this article 10 years ago. And saved it. The truth value is somewhat high. 10% the average article has only 7% truth value on the internet. I'll put the article in the footnotes. So you can read it. What is true in this article? The concept that you need to remove everything that is in your path to achieving what you want to achieve. That it is your job. But the nature of the obstacles, it is sorely off. 1. So 1. What are the obstacles and 2. What is the process of clearing them? I once had a friend who thought clearing out her house would clear the path to prosperity. That is what she wanted. The future needs to be emptied, but she didn't clear her future, her inside, her soul, her ego, her mind of wanting, needing, and should fill her future. And prosperity wasn't forthcoming. People somehow believe that prosperity, riches, money is created from nothing, by words, by desire, by magic. It is a profound misunderstanding of reality. If it were so, there would not be fairy tales and legends of people finding riches and buried treasure after doing some self-sacrificing act, then it would be normal, not worthy of being written up and told even centuries later. Please don't be stupid. It is harmful to your life to be stupid. Money, riches, prosperity all come from value exchange. You have access to or produce something of value to others. And they give you something of value of theirs. Money, companionship, attention. Something that you can enjoy or take to the bank. Every soul correction has a different relationship to this idea. Some are stingy, self-sparing, withholding, not very willing to give. Some don't think they have anything to give. Some have all their attention on what they can or should get. Some want to siphon everything away from others, because they feel they are the only ones not getting. Some are so worried about not being okay that they rub up to anyone. Some are wanty, some are needy, some make sure they never have anything so they can be off the hook for doing anything substantial. So the cornerstone of everyone's attitude to value exchange is something fundamentally different. And to everyone who can see this is visible. Except to the person themselves. But clearing is, in essence, like a dig. An archaeological dig, with tools similar. You dig, you remove all the cover-up, you gently remove what you find, dust it off, and look at it. Once you can see clearly what it is, you are ready to go for the deeper layer and what it holds. If you cannot identify what you find, or if you use coarse tools, if you are impatient, then you are just making a mess. Also, if you are rigid, I measure your rigidity in the starting point measurements, also your astuteness, your curiosity, and a lot more, then you won't be willing to have what you find alter your future. Everything you find seems to be past, but if you look more astutely, it is your future. Every living thing on the planet uses its memory to create a future from it. Humans are, unfortunately, not an exception. But what happens if you go to a past and instead of removing it from the future, you make it stronger? Instead of using strong words as I normally do when I speak, I will just say, you just made sure that your unfortunate past will be doubly present in your future. What? Only the unfortunate past? Yes, my dear. The good past turns into hope and wishing and wistfulness. The people, the one in a billion, who are able and willing to do the work of clearing, are the most successful and happiest people on earth. All 8 of them. The people who had assistance in clearing their past so it doesn't crowd in their future, 10% of humanity, are also more successful than the average bear. And also happier. In my programs, that is pretty much what I can give you, an empty future. Whether you are able and willing to turn assistance into gold, that is entirely up to you. Does it matter which program? Not in the least. I do that in every single program of mine. Expensive, inexpensive. It doesn't matter. Especially in my life programs. In the upcoming live program, Inner Authority, we'll have a lot of energetic support as well. And if you look at the price difference, you can safely guess that they will not be part of the recorded course. Given the insistent and persistent nature of your soul correction, given the insistent and persistent nature of your environment, you need all the support you can get if you want to create a new future for yourself. A future that wasn't determined by some past faux pas, misstep, mistake, or misunderstanding. It's going to be a fully experiential big course, with lots of experiencing, coaching guidance, homework, and lots of energies. Lots. No, even more than lots. Lol. If too many people sign up, then I'll open up a weekday evening to have a second group. Probably Wednesday. Get the Beginner Authority course. And for the next few days I'll throw in a personal authority recordings for free. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/innerauthority to get it.